This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on efforts to provide new criminal laws in regional languages. The participants are Anil Kishore Yadav, Director, Central Academy for Police Training, Bhopal, and Nishit Kumar, Anchor.
Any modern society and state runs smoothly only with the rule of law being given precedence over other things. And India, of course, being the mother of democracy and also the largest democracy in the world, the rule of law has always been there in place. Earlier, it was the Indian Penal Code, the Code of Criminal Procedure, and the Indian Evidence Act, which was there for the rule of law to happen in the country. But it was a much needed thing for long now and much in demand that the older laws, which were turning probably obsolete in certain aspects, had to be done away with and new laws being brought in, and rightly so. And the new criminal laws, namely the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanghita, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam, they were brought in and put in place and were put in practice on the 1st of July of 2024. And to discuss about the new criminal laws and also the vernacular aspect of it, it's a pleasure to welcome Mr. Anil Kishore Yadav, Director of the Central Academy of Police Training, Bhopal, to discuss about the same. Welcome to the show, Mr. Yadav.
Thank you. Jai Hind.
Jai Hind. So we start off the discussion by asking you about the broad salient features of the new criminal laws, that is the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanghita, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanghita, and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam. Kindly tell us about the broad salient features.
Yes, as we are aware, these laws were passed in the Lok Sabha on the 20th of December and next day, 21st December in Raj Sabha. And 4 days later, Honorable President of India granted her assent on these laws. And that very same day, that was the 25th of December, these were notified before the whole nation. And 2 months later, on 24th of February 2024, the central government, exercising that delegated power to appoint the date of enforcement, notified that from 1st July 2024, these laws will come into force. Accordingly, on 1st July 2024, these laws have come into force. So, as we are aware, out of these three new laws, two were still continuing, which were made by colonizer Britishers. That is Indian Penal Code, which was enacted in the year 1860, 163 years back. And another one, Indian Evidence Act, which was enacted in the year 1872. So these two were colonizers' laws. And Criminal Procedure Code, this was 50 years back, before 2023, 50 years back, half a century back. Our own independent parliament enacted Criminal Procedure Code 1973, that is called, and that was enforced on 1st of April 1974. So these three laws are freshly enacted, two which were made by Britishers and one by independent parliament of our nation. So salient features, these laws, as we are aware that there it was Indian Penal Code, so it was stress was more on penal provisions. Now our name suggests Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023. So, Dandase Nyay Kiyo, from punishment to justice. So, this is our motto of our Indian, our national parliament and our government. And Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita is most pervasively restructured and reorganized in terms of sections and chapters. Earlier, those sections of Indian Penal Code
was also sections, number of them was 511, and 64 sections were inserted subsequently, and 21 sections were already repealed before this law was finally repealed through these press enactments. So these 511 plus 64 minus 21, these total 554 individual sections have been incorporated, some with some changes. Changes are of two types. Some formal changes only, some essential changes with the scope and all. So these 554 individual sections have been incorporated within 358 sections of Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023.
So out of these 358 sections, 10 sections are completely new sections. And remaining 348 sections incorporate whole of that content, perimateria as that Latin phrase goes, that 554 sections. So out of these, some new, completely new offenses and new sections have been introduced in the Bhartiya Samhita. Okay. Like a completely new chapter is also carved out, which suggests our priorities, our independent nation's priorities and aspirations. So that section is, as a whole, that is fifth chapter, I mean. Mm-hmm. And as substantive provision, punishment providing, defining offense and providing punishment, that is first chapter, to say. So that is chapter 5, offenses against woman and child. So this is our topmost priority. So this is one of that very important paradigm shift. And under this particular chapter also, Nishidji, mm-hmm. there are two newly added sections, completely newly added sections and offenses. That is section 69, which provides that if some woman is being sexually exploited by concealing one's identity or with some pretension of promise of marriage, or by luring that I will get you certain employment or certain promotion, etc. So sexual exploitation through these means has been now made an independent offense, independent of rape. If ingredient of rape offense are there, definitely rape section will be applicable. Yes. But if certain circumstances, as I have mentioned, if they are not covered under the definition of rape, then this will be covered under section 69.
And let's get on to the vernacular aspect of the new criminal laws now. We know that it's been generally difficult to understand the complex legal language used in the law books and also the judgments, orders, etc., especially when we look at the judgments of the high courts and the Supreme Court. It's just too much to handle for a layman. So how important actually it is for the new criminal laws to be translated or to be understood in the local or the vernacular language?
Yes, as we are aware, Article 348 of Constitution of India holds that those laws will be written in that particular language, English, and judgments in the Honorable Constitutional Courts, High Courts and Supreme Court of India will be delivered in the same language. But at the same time, in many of the states, our own legal system is not conducted in that particular language. Their vernacular language comes into picture, that is one part. And you are absolutely right and sensitive that apart from that justice administrative system, one has to understand those laws to get benefit out of that. Vernacular, those folks who are not that literate or that affluent, who don't have that good access to those resources, like good lawyers and all. So for them, already central government of India has notified this Hindi official translation of all three laws, and there is one Bhashini app. Through, with the help of that particular app, government of India has planned to translate those laws and other material which central government agencies and states are on work to prepare for the benefit of each and every person, every folk, to the last man, as that saying goes. Mm-hmm. So this Bhashini app and other BPRND is doing on this already on work. We are, our organization, Bureau of Police Research and Development. So we are doing on it day and night. We are working very hard on it so that these can be disseminated to the last man.
Right.
And there are certain statutory provision, legal provision, which is through those acts, Legal Services Authorities Act, National Legal Services Authority Act is already there. Through that, there is a multi-tier system which goes from national level up to taluka level. National Legal Services Authority, State Legal Services Authority, District Legal Services Authority, Subdivision Level Legal Services Authority, which these authorities are responsible for legal awareness.
Right.
So I am sure that this whole ecosystem, central government, state government, respective home department, respective law department, these legal services authorities of at various levels, all of us in a synergy, and mm-hmm. other those bar associations also, bar council. So everybody, whole ecosystem is on the job to do this at the best of their ability.
Okay, Mr. Yadav, let's talk about the local courts in any state for that matter. How important it is actually for the local courts to deliberate in the local language, and especially when we speak about it, we have to consider the language of the High Court in that particular state, because High Court mostly, as we understand, are mandated to deliberate in the English language. So how important it is for the local courts, because the local courts, of course, would be under the overall supervision and jurisdiction of that particular High Court of that state.
Yes, Nishit ji, this duality is there in many of the states where that local courts work other than English, and otherwise, wherever it is in English, there is no duality in respect to local court versus work in constitutional courts. Mm-hmm. But still, that is inconvenient, as I have already discussed, for an average citizen of those areas. So there are, this is an issue related to those accessibility to those resources, legal, but this is the state of affairs. As I have already mentioned, that Article 348 of Constitution of India has this provision. Yes. So we have to work through that ecosystem so that these legal awareness services and those laws and legal aid also. There are provisions to provide legal aid
right.
to those who cannot afford those costly lawyers.
Right.
So those systems are there.
You just mentioned about the Legal Services Authority and all.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah, coming to another difficult part of it, there would be certain technical terms in the codes, the BNS and the BNSS and the BSA, of course. So how difficult actually it would be to actually translate into the local or vernacular language, and also actually people to understand that?
Yes, it has never been an easy task, Mr. Ji, for sure. Because as a one of those Rajbhashas, our Hindi and the most widely spoken language other than English, of course, English is not mother tongue of most of us. So even in Hindi, at times, those we may feel that we don't have that good translation of technical legal
right.
terms.
Right.
So these issues are there. So these are related with historical, cultural development of those areas, and these new laws have come from those Britishers. So certain things and jurisprudential development all across the globe, universalized those terms. So these are issues.
But I am sure that our system will conquer those problems and issues, and we will be able to reach the last step. Yes.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Yadav, for having joined us and shed light on the new criminal laws and the vernacular aspect of it. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, Nishit ji. Jai Hind.
You were listening to a discussion on efforts to provide new criminal laws in regional languages. The participants were Anil Kishore Yadav, Director, Central Academy for Police Training, Bhopal, and Nishit Kumar, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.